This past week, Wisconsin voters made history by electing the nation's first openly gay candidate to the U.S. Senate. But Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin's sexual orientation was never really a factor in her campaign against Republican former Governor Tommy Thompson. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, advocates for gay rights see that as a watershed moment.
The celebration Tuesday night in Madison, Wisconsin was euphoric as Tammy Baldwin won a U.S. Senate seat many thought she couldn't, defeating one of the state's most successful and popular politicians in the process.
And I am well aware that I will be the first openly gay member.
The enthusiastic crowd was never louder than in that moment when Baldwin acknowledged making history. And afterwards, supporters remained beyond thrilled.
Super night. I'm just sky high. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Dreams do come true in politics.
Linda Wilsey has known Tammy Baldwin for more than 25 years.
The fact that she's the first openly lesbian woman, you know, candidate to win a U.S. Senate seat is great, but that's not why she won. It wasn't even an issue in this race.
In fact, the words gay candidate were rarely, if ever, spoken on the campaign trail, as Baldwin instead mostly talked about two other words, middle class. Analysts say Baldwin won primarily on the same issues as President Obama in Wisconsin, including the economy. Katie Bellinger is executive director of Fair Wisconsin, a statewide gay rights advocacy group.
No one was questioning whether or not she could lead because of her sexual orientation, and that's so amazing.
Bellinger says the fact that Wisconsin voters didn't seem to care about Baldwin's sexual orientation, combined with Tuesday's victories for marriage equality in neighboring Minnesota and in three other states, represents a major step forward.
I think that when we look back on the movement for LGBT equality, we're going to look at November 6th, 2012 as a significant turning point, if not the turning point in this movement.
For Baldwin, the milestone of being the first openly gay candidate elected to the U.S. Senate is the latest in a series of firsts. She was the first openly gay candidate elected to the Wisconsin Assembly and the first openly gay non-incumbent elected to Congress. And based on those experiences, Baldwin says this historic election changes things in one specific way.
If you are not in the room, the conversation is about you. If you're in the room, the conversation is with you. And that has a very transformative effect.
Baldwin says she doesn't have a specific gay rights agenda that she'll immediately push in the Senate, saying her top priority will be the issues she talked about in the campaign, including preserving Medicare, middle-class tax cuts, creating jobs, and fixing the economy. But she, too, notes that what happened Tuesday reflects a sea change in voters' attitudes towards gays, lesbians, and marriage equality in just a few short years.
There were several glass ceilings smashed on Tuesday, and, you know, I'm proud to have been one of those.
To be sure, Baldwin and others say the gay rights movement still has a long way to go, but never before have they gained so much on one election day. David Shaper, NPR News.